And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is Jim Henderson with the Feature Story of the Week. We're honored to have in the studio today two guests, Chris and Frank Besney. They are board members of the Coastside Adult Day Health Center, and they're here to talk about what has become a legendary event on the Coastside, and that is Dream Machines, and it's on again this coming April the 26th. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
I see your signs around town, and one of the things it says a world of wonders. So help us to wonder no more. Tell us all about Dream Machines for 2026.
Dream Machines is and always has been a truly unique show. So many different organizations have fundraisers that involve cars, but not many have fundraisers that involve machines. We've got everything from cars to trucks to motorcycles to small engines to steam engines. Anything that's has anything to do with wheels or engines, we've got it, and it's truly, truly unique.
And how about airplanes?
And airplanes, that's right, yeah.
You can't forget that.
Anything that flies also, and now we're into technology, so robots, we're going to have everything at the show. It's going to be amazing.
Any idea the variety of aircraft that will be coming in this year?
Well, we have several of them flying in from out of the area, and we're not sure exactly who and what, but we know that there's going to be a nice variety, and I might have someone who will share a little bit more about that.
Yes, we've got some P-51s, mostly some small warbirds. We've got P-51s, D-4s. We've got about six pilots and their planes coming in, and of course that's going to change during the course of the day as people fly in on their own and come into the airport. We should have a pretty wide display of planes.
Now, I have to confess, that's been one of the things that I've always enjoyed. And over the years, you've had a great variety of aircraft, sometimes like DC-3s and maybe even an old bomber like a B-17. And I know it varies from year to year, but it's always kind of exciting. Now, I know in years past, they've also had aircraft available for touring. You could actually get on, I think, a helicopter or something and take a kind of a tour. Do you know if that's going to be available?
Unfortunately, that will not be available, and that's pretty much due to the fact of with everything going on in the aviation world right now, we're being restricted as far as being able to do that. So we'll be pretty much static display for the weekend.
Now, when it comes back to cars, I know that one of the things that is always very popular is to see the great car models from years gone by, 1956 Chevys with tuck and roll and all that sort of thing. Can we expect a good variety of that again?
Oh, most definitely. Cars are my favorite, I have to admit. We're going to have everything from A to Z. We have just an incredible variety that have already signed up and are committed to coming, and we'll have many more come along the way.
This is a family event, so I know historically we've also had things for the kids to do. Can you give us any insight?
We've got a whole fun kids zone, and would you like to tell us a little bit, Chris, about what's in the kids zone?
Yeah, I know we've got a climbing wall. We've got a Millennium Falcon bouncy house, so that should be loads of fun for the kiddos. And, you know, it's not just about the kids. I think for adults in the same area, the entertainment area, we've got three wonderful bands that are going to play at 10 a.m. We have Mississippi Slide, which is an award-winning blues band. They were in the finalists for the blues competition in the U.S. in Memphis, Tennessee. At 12, we have Shanna Morrison, who's got a wonderful band, plays a variety of pop. And you might even hear her do some of her dad's music, who is Van Morrison. And at 2 o'clock, our headliner is Momo Tombo SF, who are former members of Santana and Mallow, and they will be thrilling us with their sound. And so that whole entertainment area encompassing the music, the kids zone, a lot of great food. We've got great food trucks. It's going to be a really enjoyable scene for people coming to the show
You might even say a world of wonder.
A world of wonder.
We most definitely would say that any chance we have.
The radio station has covered that event for many years, and we always enjoy being there. And we also plan to be doing a live remote broadcast from the Dream Machines. So, again, we invite all of our listeners to come down and say hi to us, because we'd like to see you as well. Basically, the hours for the show, you open at 10. And it runs
till 4 p.m.
Okay. Or sometimes even a little bit longer.
or sometimes a little later. Depends how quickly we get out.
Plenty of parking.
Lots of parking. We've expanded our parking areas. And I do want to say, too, that at our admissions process, we've really, really improved over the last couple years. We've widened the alleys getting in. We've added some extra space on the road for cars to come in. And now, of course, with ticket sales online at Eventbrite, at Pacific Coast Dream Machines, it's our website.com. I should mention that first. And at Eventbrite, we have ticket sales, and you can get your tickets in advance. They're discounted right now. And if you have your tickets in advance, you can just scan them right as you go through. You don't have to wait in line. We don't have to look up your credit card or wait for the internet to come up. And it just makes it all so much smoother and faster.
Yes. And just a note that customer parking is free of charge, so you don't have to worry about that. We have plenty of spectator parking. It's all free. And yeah, if you buy your tickets in advance, it's even quick to get in, not just for a show car, but for spectators to come in. So we really encourage you to get your tickets before you get to the gate on the day of the show, and that will make it so much faster for you to get in.
I'm going to steal this from Chris, too, in that we really encourage you to do that, if you can, is buy your tickets in advance. It's a wonderful donation to the Coastside Adult Day Health Center, and that's what the most important part is for us. And it's a wonderful opportunity for you to get in smoothly and quickly.
Now, we should also talk about volunteers. I understand you've sent out some things on social media indicating that you would like to have some people volunteer to help with traffic control and other things. And if a person does that, there's some benefit to them. Tell us about that.
Yes, most definitely. We're always looking for volunteers. We're so, so fortunate to have a great group of volunteers, that many who have been there since the beginning of the show, but who are also getting a little tired since 1990 doing this every year. So we're always looking for some new people. It is a great event. It's fun to participate with these people, and coming in allows you to, of course, volunteering allows you to have free admission to the show. We have a wonderful lunch that we'll be providing for you. We'll have hot drinks. We'll have cold drinks. We'll have a t-shirt for you. And we will also have a party after for all volunteers.
Oh, a party. Everybody loves a party, right?
Yeah. And Jim will join us for that, I'm sure. And which will be at Long Branch Saloon. We're looking forward to that, although we've got to get through the event first, but we're looking forward to that.
So if a person wants more information or to buy the tickets, they can go again to the website, which is?
If you go to PacificCoastDreamMachines.com, you'll find all the information about the show there, all the information about ticketing, and also a volunteer site. If you can volunteer, please do. All the jobs are listed on the site, and there's a description of them, and there's a wide variety of shifts that are available. You can sign up for any shift, and if you have any problems or any difficulties, just let us know. Our contact information's right on the site.
Now, we shouldn't let this pass. We touched on it before, but as fun as this event is, it also serves a worthy cause, and that's to support the Coastside Adult Day Health Center. And tell us a little bit about what the center does for the people of the community.
Yeah, Jim, the center is a key source of direct care for seniors in San Mateo County. And many of the seniors don't get the care that they need perhaps at home. They come into the center, and it's in our name, Adult Day Health Center. And we have a daytime program that serves seniors in therapies that they need, whether it's speech or occupational therapy or physical therapy. They also get a hot lunch. They get an opportunity to have companionship and socialization for the day. And Frank and I know about this a little bit because we were caregivers to Frank's mom. She lived with us. And it's such an important role for a caregiver to have a little bit of respite, to be able to have their parent or loved one be able to go to the center, be cared for in a way that they can trust. These services are dwindling, really, in the county. And the reason that Dream Machines is so important to the Adult Day Health Center is because 100% of the profits after our expenses go to direct care for seniors.
And so, it's not easy being a caregiver. I mean, I know my dad in his later years, my mother was the primary caregiver, and it took a toll on her. There's no question about it. So, just being able to have your loved one taken care of for a period of time and getting that socialization, and more they're finding out that that is a major component to a healthy well-being is
yes.
The socialization, which certainly would be a big aspect of what the center offers.
Yes, exactly. It's a service that so much of the funding comes from either donations, grants, bequests, different things. But these centers have been closing around the Bay Area and San Mateo County. I think, you know, we're one of the few care providers here in the San Mateo County, and so much of that funding is drying up. And that's why this show is so important.
So basically, what we're asking people to consider is coming out to a wonderful day of fun-filled events. It's a family situation, and you'll be doing good for one of our major nonprofits in the area as well. So really, it's a win-win situation. So again, I wish we had more time to visit, but unfortunately, the big clock on the wall says that we don't. So we're going to have to say goodbye for now, but thanks again for coming in and sharing that with us, and I look forward to seeing you guys at the Dream Machines.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you, and thank you, your listeners, for tuning in and hopefully coming out into the show.
They call it a world of wonder, the legendary Pacific Coast Dream Machines, a benefit for Coastside Day Adult Health Center. Dream Machines takes place Sunday, April 26th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Half Moon Bay Airport. Get your tickets and more information by visiting PacificCoastDreamMachines.com. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.